And this is Suplex City Nerd. We haven't done this in a while. We didn't. Did we do one for WrestleMania?
We did.
Oh.
Specifically, yeah.
Whoops. Oh, yeah, it was like a 2-hour long time.
Yeah, yeah, we did one for Rumble and then one for WrestleMania.
And then we just didn't do one for Payback. But tonight we're doing one because it was fun to watch. We drank a lot of beers during it. I spilled mine, and so I poured myself some whiskey.
I'm just going to enjoy the rest of this.
Yeah, shut up.
What was this? It was like some kind of brown beer. I don't know.
Was that the turtle one?
Yeah, that was the Buffalo Bayou Turtle Murder, which is a combination of coffee, vanilla, peanut butter, and chocolate. And it tastes delicious.
And pecans.
Yeah.
Pecans.
Do you think if I lick the floor, I could still get some of that taste?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can lick the floor. Is it pecan, pecan, or pecan?
It's pecan, right?
Pecan?
Whatever. It's whatever
I'd
you want to call
pecan.
It.
Well, that sounds more clear.
And that feminine voice that you hear is Katie. It's been a while since we all hung out together and everything. And so,
or did any type of show.
Yeah, and so you've
we're recording this
for the show.
I've done a couple of things.
Not for Suplex City Nerd.
No, never.
We have to record this because this might be the last known recording.
No, because I like wrestling.
Okay, well, she likes wrestling in quotations, and she came back and
air quotes
watched it again. We watched, what was it, Extreme Rules?
It was Extreme Rules tonight. Mm-hmm.
If you could rate the show, Katie, what would your rating be?
I'd say like an 8.5.
Alright.
I found it pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, okay. So for someone that hasn't watched wrestling in so long, it's nice to see someone come in and say, oh, that's an 8.5.
Yeah.
For us, it was probably more like a 6, 7.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I hadn't watched since, I don't know.
You were able to get into the matches immediately. It wasn't like you were sitting there like,
bored.
Who's this guy? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm saying for us, I watch Raw every Monday.
Yeah.
And for me, like, the buildup has been so, like, it's like when you're waiting for a pimple to burst for a couple of days.
Okay.
You know?
But it builds
I
up
guess.
All that shit.
And
like,
take me on this
stuff?
Journey.
So the buildup is kind of painful, or like an ingrown hair to kind of form.
Right. So you're saying it's the buildup was bad?
The buildup was painful.
But the release was, like...
But the release was good. Yeah. So, I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
The first
I'd
couple
give it, like,
matches
a 6
were,
or
like,
7.
You know, but...
Well, I mean, so, for example, like... Did you enjoy that Ambrose Asylum match?
Yeah, a lot. I think
you get to enjoy that more because you didn't know the lead up to that was basically the fact that they had a talk show, a fake talk show that he got canceled, and then he got mad about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So. Like, if you knew that going in, you'd be like, it takes a little bit away from the feud where you're just like, they're just mad about potted plants.
Yeah, I was like, somebody's mad about this fucking
and we're
potted
sitting
plant.
There going, why is me using the potted plant? And you're like,
did he
oh my
it?
God!
No,
like
the potted plant was still.
He's using nunchucks and a straitjacket.
And what is that wicker stick? Fucking
the kendo stick.
Kendo stick.
Yeah,
for kendoing.
The
art
the
of
plank
kendo.
With
the,
the
kendo.
Barbed wire.
I did like the nunchucks though.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
really
nice.
And he was skilled with nunchucks.
But for us, yeah, like you said, that buildup has just been like, you know.
I'll be honest, like I kind of. I have the ability to watch Raw as it happens, the full, like, 3-hour version, and I choose not to. Instead, I get, like, on Hulu, they have, like, the 90-minute condensed version that's way better, and I get what I need out of it, and then I'm done.
If we're going to be confessing the last 2 weeks, I've skipped Raw and gone on, like, Bleacher Report, like, right afterwards and seen the summary. And the thing is, the last 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, I didn't waste 3 hours of my time. Instead, I, like... hung out with my wife, and that was way better.
Wow, wives.
Okay, well, congratulations.
I mean, I'm saying, I live in the real world, okay?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I don't live in the real world.
You're not grown-ups yet, you know?
Yeah, you guys aren't grown-ups.
I couldn't watch Raw last week because I had midnight for, like, Uncharted and Doom that week, so...
Oh, God.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah. I wish I wish I was watching with my wife. I wish I was with your
wife. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I'm glad she's taking a nap right
now.
She probably would have slapped you. So.
I mean that in sort of the sense of
nice
I would
way.
Rather be doing anything other than work.
Yeah.
Not the other way it came out.
But the card...
Okay.
I should have pulled it up, and I can't remember.
All right. I think I got it. I wasn't here for the pre-match stuff, so you might just have to talk about that.
I didn't watch the pre-match, so I was
too All right, so...
I was too busy in the pool with my wife.
So. I was watching.
Yeah, she was watching
your wife or the watching the show?
He was watching me and the wife in the pool.
All right, cool. That's great.
We were all doing productive things.
I was waiting for my girlfriend at work.
Well, we were all kind of, you know...
Damn significant others get in the way of wrestling.
So the first match was... What was the first match? Shit.
I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it didn't.
Because it was Kalisto and
no.
That was the second.
That was the pre-show as well.
It was Gallo and Ander.
The club versus the Usos.
Yeah, we caught like the last.
Oh, the last bit of it. But then it was Kalisto.
Which did Gallows and Anderson win?
Yeah, they won.
Okay, You might think that once you look at the entire product as a whole, you can see that it's some definite foreshadowing for what happens later on.
Oh.
Mm. Anyways, and then after that was the Kalisto versus Rusev, which was all right. It was an all right match.
How was Lana?
Great.
She was Lana.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like the only thing that keeps that dude employed, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rusev is a pretty good
wrestler. He is. He just... Without her,
he's
just like a big, sweaty guy. Like you can find those on the street.
Well, no, he's a good fighter. He's a good heel. He's a good monster heel. Lana is basically his insurance.
Yeah,
you know, to
I don't know, I feel like he was just like always like a better heel because like he had like this just blonde like Russian woman behind him screaming. It's like he only worked because he initially evoked that Rocky III. Sensibility.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Kalisto lost, and then after that was...
He had a good run with that title.
He did. I hope he gets more titles. I hope they do turn him into the new Mysterio mask guy and everything. So, after that was the tag team championship match, and that was the New Day versus Vaudevillains.
Yeah.
Katie, that was your first exposure to New Day.
To New Day and Vaudeville.
Yeah.
Which team did you like the best?
Probably New Day.
Yeah.
I can't really back Vaudeville, really.
Why?
They have hipster mustaches. Hipster mustaches. They just look like old, you know.
They do.
Well, I mean, that's the point.
I get it's the point, but I'm just like, I'm overexposed to guys with twirly mustaches.
They seem like the type of dudes that would walk in here and be like, oh, what kind of beer are you drinking?
Yeah, Tell me about this shit beer. Get out.
How many barrels? Let me see your vinyl collection.
Or
how many barrels was this beer aged in?
If we're talking about beer, they'd be welcome here. You know.
Yeah.
He's basically calling me a hipster, but now I'm drinking whiskey.
Would they really?
Whiskey,
not.
So
you would let them in, obviously.
Not really.
Yeah, I would.
Because
I'd like, see that pale skin up close.
Ugh.
Because they would be like, "Do you vape, bro?" And I'm like, "No, get out of here."
Oh, you think they vape?
No, they're vaudevillains. They don't vape. They do opium.
Cigars and opium.
They have a phosphate over at the
I was really mad about one of their costumes. It wasn't a real flap, but it was just like all like a onesie. I was like, that's cheap.
It's a weird like singlet thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they took it off and thought he was doing that like meme strong guy thing.
Mm-hmm. Weird thing about that one that I thought was interesting because it's like they had, you know, I know like New Day, like they've always been like when they wrestle, it's like Big E and Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
But for some reason tonight, it was like Big E and Xavier Woods.
Oh.
Like, that's actually the first like time I've ever seen them like actually switch that up for a championship match.
You came in a little bit late, like when that match started.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
It wasn't like, hey, you're going to be wrestling tonight. But there was obvious friction between Big E and Xavier. So that might be foreshadowing into something or whatever.
I hope not.
Yeah. Those guys are such a good team.
Yeah. They don't need to be turned.
Yeah.
They're already pretty much the dicks anyway. It's just that they're popular as the dicks.
Not only that, it causes signs like, I eat booty out in the public. And that's hilarious. That.
Yeah.
Very good. It was a good match.
It was functional. I get the distinct feeling that this match was supposed to be them versus Enzo.
Losing the title.
And Cass. Because with the previous pay-per-view, you know, they were obviously going to win. So this was just kind of, like, slapped together. Like, we just got to, like, hold the titles on these guys for a while until this guy comes back from the hospital where he's cleared.
And Katie, you haven't seen Enzo and Cass? They're Jersey Shore?
Oh.
Nah, I wouldn't call them Jersey Shore.
No,
I would call them Jersey Trash.
Okay. Jersey trash.
Yeah, Jersey.
Well, wait, you mean the Jersey Shore isn't Jersey trash? Jersey that Shore is Jersey trash. Yeah.
They're not shore people. Like
isn't the shore like the richer ones?
They're like Newark.
They're
not Staten Island, they're Newark.
Okay.
I mean, the guy has like leopards, like.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, Staten Island is like.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're so good.
Overly tanned, shaped dudes.
Like, they have such charisma on the mic and everything, so.
But see, that's important too.
That's very important.
Like, they look like they grew up by the airport.
Never want to grow up by
an airport. And I have family from Staten Island. I've had family in New York.
I've been to the East Coast a bit.
There is a big difference between Staten Island, Jersey, Jersey Shore, and then just, like, interior Jersey people.
Let's go back real quick. The pre-show matches were Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin, which Ziggler continues on his spiral of being buried. And the other one was, speaking of Enzo and Cass versus the Dudleys, Cass winning, and that's just a huge push for Vince's, you know, stereotypical mastodon.
His fetish.
Yeah.
He likes big dudes.
Yeah. He likes really big dudes. So, then after that was the Indie Darlings versus the Dickhead. And that was The Miz versus Cesaro versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. I think Katie lost it during this match because Cesaro took off his suit.
Yes.
No, I missed that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The pizza came and then I was distracted. I missed it completely.
Well, okay.
I enjoyed the analogy.
He was like, had no pants on by the time I looked back, so.
Well, the pizza coming home is the equivalent of him taking off his pants.
That's true, because, like, I'm never going to see anybody
I enjoyed the analogy, though.
So,
of, like,
pizza's
going
to have to do.
Oh yes,
that was great.
We ended up having a comparison of image boards, whatever. So The Miz ended up being, what was it, Facebook, I believe.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
Cesaro ended up being the Chive because it has a small following behind them.
Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn was Reddit.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn ended up being Reddit, not only because he has red hair, but he,
yeah.
Basically
he's a Canadian ska Muslim guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Owens as the troll and basically trash of everybody.
4chan.
Being 4chan. Yeah, so.
He is the wrestling board of 4chan.
He is. He would just come in like and just destroy whoever
and just
was.
Yell
and
at
the
people.
Progress of, this is my title! Mine!
This is my video game!
Mine! All mine!
And then we also told Katie during the whole match that Kevin Owens goes on the internet, trolls people, and then blocks people like Melissa Joan Hart.
I blocked Melissa Joan Hart too, though. I'm over it.
Yeah, but it was like it was weird. Like she intentionally like tweeted out because apparently she's like a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So she tweeted out that like he doesn't work hard enough.
Whoa.
And then he like straight up just like came at her. Is like, yeah, well you're blocked, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Suck it.
Suck it.
But there's so many of those. Like he makes so many of those tweets. They're like, yeah, you're blocked. Whatever. You know.
That's how you deal with trolls. I assume. See Twitter. That's how you deal with.
Exactly.
Block
so,
people if you don't like it.
I think that's one of the best matches of the night.
It was.
It was fun.
I think it was the best.
Yeah, it was a lot of. Since it had a lot of indie darlings in it, the match had a very indie feel to it, including Cesaro's like 9 European uppercuts.
Yeah.
To the corners of the ring, the swinging, everybody. It was a spot fest in a sense.
Well, I mean, like his stuff always works well when there's like other people to. Taken. He's very good at like modifying his moveset for like 3 other people in the ring and whatnot. Because he's like you say indie darling, but he has been in the WWE for years now.
But he's still
like he did start off like yeah he started off in like Ring of Honor and stuff like that. But I think he's done well to make a name for himself.
I don't know. I still think he has that indie attitude. And what I'm saying it's like. The spot festness of it, the glaring conveniences of like that 4 or 3 man powerbomb from the, you know, everything was set up perfectly like indie matches are.
I guess so. Yeah. But I mean, like, it wasn't like so obviously like paced where it's like you see them start doing something.
I mean, they didn't like, pick anyone by their dick and like.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, but I mean, you're talking about that like that triple, quadruple powerbomb thing. Like they had teased that on one turnbuckle, and it came down, and like they went to the other one. Like they built it like logically. It wasn't like okay, now it's going to be me and you, and I'm going to get knocked out, and this other guy's going to come in. It wasn't like a ladder match.
I guess. But
I mean, Fatal 4 Ways, like, you do have to kind of find a way to, like, pretty much have two people in the ring with, like, two people on the outside. And then they just kind of, like, interchange in. That's just the nature of that match.
What I'm saying is, like,
if it was The Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, and The Undertaker, it'd probably be the same kind of match.
But they did a lot of... They did good work involving everybody in the ring at times.
Though. Yeah.
That's there wasn't a lot of downtime between the wrestlers and stuff like that. So
it's like someone would be like outside of the ring, they'd pop in like a minute later.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Roman Reigns when he goes to sleep outside the ring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, 10 minutes and then he shows up or whatever.
With like they're out believably... Face. How'd you like the ending?
The... No.
I mean, I wanted to see the picture... Really?
The what?
The picture.
What picture?
I don't know. There's a dick pic.
Oh, that's
something else. Yeah.
We'll get into
that. Oh, and that's what is the end, though, yeah?
I'm talking about the end of that match.
Oh, the end of that match. I was like, why are we talking about the end of it already? I was like, we skipped, like, the whole thing.
Spoiler alert.
I was like, what?
Can we finish this? Sorry? I need to see this dick pic, please. Come on.
See, I like the ending of that match. I know people aren't happy with the one, but I think that's kind of the point. It's like he's an asshole, and he won in the most assholey way.
He did got spin twice, though.
Exactly, yeah. He took a lot of
beatings.
But he did that ultimate dick move of just, like, not doing anything but getting the win.
And waiting for, like, the right
exactly.
moment to
Exactly, that's what bad guys do.
I'm still pissed off that Ryder didn't get the, the thing.
Yeah, Zack Ryder is... It's amazing he's hung on longer than Cody Rhodes.
Oh. On a side note, I'm very, like, sadly lamenting the loss of Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes to the WWE. So no more Stardust or Goldust.
Until they show up on Lucha Underground, then you'd be like, fuck yeah, jizz everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll go over there, you know, so they can fight Rey Mysterio and his exploding knees.
Rey Mysterio versus Stardust and Lucha Underground would be...
Weird.
It'd be great! What are you talking about?
So yeah, The Miz won that one. He retained the Intercontinental Championship. Of course, Zayn and Owens are going to keep going with their feud. Cesaro, I hope, keeps going with The Miz. Or not.
Or have someone else. Yeah. You know, like, at this point, who knows what he does next. Maybe like a tournament.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah.
That would be.
Now, normally, right now, I'd be like, okay, now time for the piss match, the Divas match. But that was actually good.
No, that was... You're missing
the
Ambrose
Divas
match.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. Normally, right here, I would just put the Divas match as a break.
Okay.
But we no longer are calling them the Divas. They're the Women's Championship.
Yeah.
A well-deserved title. So now we put the other Divas match, Jericho versus Dean Ambrose.
That was the Divas match.
Yeah.
No, Ambrose and Jericho. Of course, Jericho trying to put over people.
Mm-hmm.
Which Ambrose deserves it after so many losses and everything. Sean, what'd you think of this one?
I thought it was a little slow at parts. I mean, like, Jericho made it go as far as he could with, like, his, like,
oldness.
Verbalisms and his facial cues and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's like, it really was just, like, a brawl that, like, would stop for someone to climb up the ring and, like, grab an uninteresting item. I mean, it's like, yeah, you had, like, some cool, like, weapons there, but, like, for every, you know, barbed wire bat or nunchucks, it was like, here's a mop. Here's a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Here's, like, something that's not...
Here's a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, and some shit that's not visually interesting to watch.
Well, like,
there's the potted plant you'll never
get.
Exactly.
Least visually one kept up there, though.
So, it's like, to me, it was just like, you could have cut a lot of that crap out.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just utilized one or two of the weapons a little bit more, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of seemed like towards the end that they were just like grabbing whatever was next and using that and then grabbing the next thing. And meanwhile, you're sitting there going like, why is he using a mop when there's a like actual dangerous weapon next to the mop?
Yeah.
You bring down barbed wire. It's like, why is that not just used for the entire thing?
Because it's funny. There's
a weird logic to that.
Because it's so random and funny.
Yeah. And that's, it was just like too rando.
Yeah. I don't know. But the end was good.
Yeah.
Yes, the ending was great. I do agree with the slow build-up, but I think it is a build-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very slow in the beginning, but then it got good.
So I think what it is, it's from something that started off as a feud because of talk shows and potted plants, and at the end was settled with thumbtacks going through all of Jericho's back.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I think the build-up was good.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So, the WWE has been PG for a while, so that means no blood, you know, no more wrestlers cutting themselves on the forehead and stuff like that. They pay like $25,000 fines if they do that. Oof. Some wrestlers have been like, I'll pay it, let's make it happen.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Including like Brock Lesnar, he's been one of them.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Just like, he fucking wouldn't.
Let's make this happen. Yeah. Let's make it look good. And so tonight, there wasn't any like head injuries or bleeding or anything like that, but there was thumbtacks.
A giant bag.
Which I think they probably got that approved, honestly.
Well, it is Extreme Rules.
Yeah, exactly. I think their argument against like actual like people like cutting and stuff like that is that it kind of promotes like a pro concussion environment, because it's the idea is like you got hit in the head so hard like your head's busted open, and they're trying to get away from like any sort of like headshot.
But if you
head
fell
trauma.
On a bunch of tacks, of course, yeah, you're like, bleed and
yeah,
it's gonna
you
hurt.
You fell on thumbtacks. That sucks.
And you're like, it's a thumbtack, but really, you know.
I do enjoy how much you squealed though. When
it was really like it was awful to see. Those hundreds had to have been hundreds. Like,
oh, those little tiny holes on his back.
Yeah, and then they're stuck in your elbows, and then they're just in your hands because you're trying to push yourself up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like I like how they teased it for like so long.
Yeah,
because like
they're all just missing thumbtacks.
And it was just like, oh, it's just so close.
And then
Jericho went in, and of course it had to be like the dude who has like no shirt on.
Yeah.
Just, you got to see everything. So.
Yeah.
Pop. Oh my goodness.
And I do like him selling it afterwards, where he's just screaming and telling the referee to get off of him and stuff because it hurts so much. But to me,
there's a match that they did back in like 2003 with like Mick Foley and Randy Orton at Backlash that had a really great thumbtack moment.
Oof.
And it's like Randy Orton, you know, he's that slick kind of just like. He goes, and then, like, Mick Foley just kind of drops him, like, flat into the thumbtack. And he, like, pops up, and it's, like, his entire back. Like, more than tonight.
Oh, God.
It was just, like, all over. Like, this was not as good as that, but it was still pretty high up there as far as, like, seeing thumbtacks in human beings.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like...
And we could totally watch it right now because we have the WWE Network that you can only get for $9.99.
It is such a good match. It is a really good fucking match.
But no, it kind of gave us hope for a non-PG era, too, tonight.
They can tell a story without having to, like, bleed uncontrollably.
Though I do enjoy a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of blood goes a long way.
Well, especially since Ambrose has been in CZW, which is all about blood and...
Everyone's got to bleed.
Yeah.
I think they did it because, like, they had to kind of dial back. Because, like, everyone was just like, hey, my face...
Well, it's like Katie said earlier. She was like, yeah, that guy has, like, the emo kid hair and
from
high school and all that.
Yeah, that was, like, my era of high school. guy who never grew up and still, like, wore girl jeans. And,
but
like,
he has it because his forehead is just full of scars and everything. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it was an enjoyable match overall.
Yeah, I like good story. That definitely has to be the end. I don't need to see them wrestle ever again at this point. Like, that was enough.
Hopefully Ambrose gets someone else, too.
You got an elbow off the top of the cage. You got thumbtacks.
That's...
You know, you had savagery in a cage. That's what you need.
So Jericho will probably go back to touring.
Yeah, with his Fozzy
band. Fozzy. And then
writing writing his fourth book.
Oh.
Fourth?
I have all of his books.
This guy, his screen name is Fozzy Ozzy.
Well, I am a Jericho-holic, and I can... Yeah, that's why I'm all like, yeah, he went into thumbtacks so well. Like,
he got it.
Just
like,
the way he was...
coming off his back, the
blood way he was crying
the
at the end, it was just like, this is why I'm a fan of Jericho.
Honestly, when I found out, like, your screen name for most games was Fozzy Ozzy, I thought it was because of the Muppets, and I'm
I remember when he started that...
Bear guy, and then...
He started his metal band with members of Stuck Mojo... And they just did, like, covers of, like, old classic heavy metal songs.
No, I'm saying you. I thought that when
you chose
your screen name, that it was because of the Muppets.
Well, that, it works that way, too.
Yeah.
And then...
That's why it's such a great name, because it's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, you don't know.
Exactly. Now that I found out it's because of Jericho, I'm deleting you off my... all my game accounts.
Because of Y2J. How dare you.
And then that leads us into the women's match,
mm-hmm.
which... was good for the most part on my behalf, and then Dana Brooke came out and did her thing, and the ending was botched. The only reason I didn't like it is because I think Natalya should win a... She should have won the championship.
Yeah.
At least one more time or whatever. I know she's a little older than all the
other...
Did
she ever win the championship?
She's won it once, I believe.
Okay.
I really wish she would have won.
Yeah.
Not only that, but she has one of the coolest costumes out
there. Yeah, that costume was great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just... I'm tired of Charlotte as champion.
I think this is good for Charlotte as champion. Because now you're just like, don't you want to see the next match to see who beats her?
You know who used to...
Because she's doing the Ric Flair thing, you know? Where it's like...
Or, I mean,
she's slowly building up, like, all these other people that are going to, like, help her keep her title.
Mm-hmm.
You but know? Becoming, like, more, like, you know, storied. Like, it's more just established that she's a champion.
You know who also used other people to keep their title or keep their winning streaks going?
Yeah.
Doink the Clown. And while I like Doink the Clown...
Wait, Doink the Clown never had a winning streak.
Yeah, you did. Check out the WrestleManias.
A Doink the Clown WrestleMania match? Name me one WrestleMania that Doink the Clown was at.
With Crush. He beat Crush with the multiple doinks. That's the one where...
Somehow this one is just like not on the best of lists.
If I could pull it out, I could show you.
Sure I believe you. I'm sure, like, at some point he got a payday for beating another joke wrestler.
It was Crush.
Yeah.
He was named after a soda.
A soda.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
I don't know. It's, to me, it's like, well, I think Natalya knows at this point, like, her job is to get this momentum.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, in a way, it's weird in a way. Like, I know, like, her pride is, like, it's not so much, like, winning. Like, she's one of those, like, wrestlers that's, like, I take pride in, like, helping this person get to the next level. Because that's what she's done, like, with this point of her career. Like, she takes pride in being, like, yeah, I helped, like, bring in, like, these new women wrestlers. And so if they can get even bigger with my help, that's, like, gold star in my book.
Yeah. I mean, she's really good.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, she's awesome. Like, and the reason that the other women are awesome is because she helped them. So it's like, it's like a different perspective. Like, yeah, it's like, we're all like, man, like, she should have the title at least once. But I think she's more like a Roddy Piper kind of type where...
Well, as we were talking...
It's all about she sells the tickets to help them.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking when we were watching it, though, it would be great to see Ric Flair stable versus a Hart Foundation stable.
Yeah.
So if it goes that way, that'd be great. Becky Lynch needs the help from Natalya.
Yeah. Well, a new Four Horsemen would be pretty cool. Like, I was telling you, like, one of Tully Blanchard's kids is wrestling now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one, there's two right there. Dana Brooke came out tonight.
They're
going to
be starting up in NXT, though.
Yeah, you can bring them in while they're training. They don't have to, like,
be... I mean, then we could have the real Four Horsemen from NXT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paige, Charlotte... Bailey and Sasha. Or no, it was Becky.
Becky, yeah.
Or you could replace...
Yeah, you can swap out some if you want.
Exactly.
But I just like the idea of it's like she's basically becoming a character instead of just like... Because like the women's storylines always used to be like, women just hate each other, right?
That's normal.
Oh my god. Like, they just hate each other.
So they just want to fight.
So they just want to fight, yeah. That's normal. And this is more like, hey, this lady has a scheme to kind of keep
Let me tell you this, though. On 4chan, Charlotte has no feet thread. Like, nobody's trying to look at her feet.
True, but so. Renee Young's not a wrestler.
Well, no, I'm talking about everybody else. Becky Lynch has a feet thread.
I've never seen Becky Lynch's feet.
They have pictures out there, so...
I mean, I believe the feet.
Okay.
I don't doubt it. Do they have soles? Because soles are important.
Well, I mean, they try to look for... Okay. Feet and everything, like Lana. That's they have like a dedicated. Well, now they have a Dana Brooke thread.
Okay, there you go.
Because of her boobs, you know.
Yeah, she's a very fit woman.
Yeah, she is, but also fake boobs. So,
I mean, can do.
Actually, there was a thread that I saw one time that it was let's try to find out who has fake and real boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be that 70% of the WWE women's roster does not have fake boobs.
70%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
Sasha, Becky, Naomi.
Wait, Naomi's real?
That's what they said.
Wow.
Gotta believe them.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. Like, the new women's wrestling...
I know Brie, definitely, because...
Yeah.
Obviously, like, her twin
Nikki,
has...
Nikki, not Brie.
Nikki's got the fake ones.
Yeah, Brie doesn't.
Yeah, Nikki's boobs, Bella.
Bailey has...
Katie's, like, looking at me like, what the fuck?
Bailey does have fake boobs.
She does?
Yeah. Because she... I fucking hate that show, but on Total Divas, they had a whole episode about that.
About Bailey?
Yeah.
I thought she wasn't on that show.
Well, I don't know. They said it in there somewhere. It was also 3 in the morning when I should be asleep, but I'm like half... Like, I'm trying to sleep and
read. We might need to fact check that one, because I don't know that she would, like, need fake boobs just to be wrestling in NXT.
I don't know. Well, Dana Brooke got them.
Well, she was also, like, a fitness model beforehand.
Now,
so the ones that are
hurt with fake ones more
I don't
than
know. I don't
ones?
Have fake boobs.
I
so.
Mean, because, like, I've been punched in the boob before, and that fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it hurts.
You get
so
kicked
if
in
you
the tits
had
all
these,
the time.
These big, like... Like puffy things in your boobs, would it hurt less to get punched in the tit?
I mean, I think it'd probably still hurt.
I mean, it would still hurt, but I don't know.
It's like that dude who gets like a cinder block crushed on him from a hammer. It's like the inertia kind of travels past you.
Oh, so it goes through.
So the boob implant absorbs the impact.
Yeah, what if it's like you know, like a shock?
But, I mean,
absorber or something.
It really would just hurt because you're hitting the muscle underneath.
The thing
right?
is,
well, sometimes they either put them under the muscle or over. It depends.
Yeah. The thing is, it's a silicone-filled bag.
Yeah.
Right? And it's packed to the brim. So it's more worried. I think people are more worried. And you would think that when you're wrestling,
that it would be
you would be
to
more
get,
worried
like, busted,
about, the,
right?
about it being
yeah.
busted. And so that may cause a psychological like horror. Like, oh,
well,
shit.
Like, I'm
going
to get punched in the tit.
Well, I mean, I listen to the Jericho podcast because, you know.
Yeah.
Of course
big
I
fan.
Do. And he had Charlotte on. She mentioned that, like, one of her boobs popped during a match.
Oh, God.
And I think she only mentioned she was out for, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they
yeah,
just go
they
back
just go
in there and
they're
like.
Yeah, they just replace it. Yeah. But it was like one of those, like, ooh.
Ooh, this doesn't feel right. Gotta get this out. You know,
yeah,
it's open.
It's like,
like,
we need to go, like, now.
It's like the saline solution actually travels down.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can actually see it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it fills
I'm
up
sure
like
it's not,
pocket.
Like, totally hazardous to your health.
Well, it's saline.
Yeah.
It is saline, so it's something that your body actually naturally produces. But still, it's dangerous, no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the entire situation is kind of a weird thing, because it's like...
You're like, shit.
What's more valuable, like, your wrestling experience or looking good with cleavage?
And that's the thing that the newer female wrestlers are looking at, is that they want to wrestle better than
yeah.
have to worry about their tits just blowing up, you know?
Yeah, it seems
they'd rather
dangerous.
Yeah, they'd rather wear gear that's not going to even make that an issue.
Yeah.
I think right now the most revealing gear is probably Natalya's.
Yeah.
And well, the thing is, once again, going to my alternative sports board brothers,
yeah.
they investigated the suit and they found out that it was like nude fabric. It wasn't actually just like an open
It's
thing.
Not sheer?
Yeah, it's
oh,
not
yeah,
sheer.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, it's sheer, so it's not really
well, I don't know
see-through.
Thank you,
but...
Katie, because for, you know, seconding
yeah.
then, you know. I don't know about women's fashion. But
I don't either, but I'm just saying it wasn't that bad. I didn't find it revealing.
How can you not know about women's fashion, but you're...
Well, I'm not fashionable.
You're wearing fashionable clothes right now. But no, that it was a good match until the ending. It only on the, I
yeah.
guess, on the surface. But if they build it up,
it's
going to
be
a SummerSlam match later on, then fine, that's good.
I think it's Sasha Banks for SummerSlam.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think this was Natalya kind of doing the job and getting Charlotte over to the next challenge.
She's done such a good job that she deserves
yeah,
She deserves
exactly.
a title ring.
She's a real Owen Hart.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, that's what he did. That's what That was his skill. Like, he could work with anybody and make them look good. It's a compliment. It's not a cringe.
And so we're going to go to the main event of tonight.
Yes.
And that is AJ Styles.
Versus Roman Reigns.
versus...
Go ahead and get your patent out of the way.
All right, I'll do it. It was... All right, it was a good match. Roman learned a couple of new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of maybe did 30% of the match versus his usual 5% of the match carrying. I mean, seriously, in Payback, AJ just carried that match completely.
I'm trying to think back because it's like when we watch it, and these are matches that I would want to like rewatch. Honestly,
So I don't know if you remember, but on Payback, it was like AJ doing the wrestling, falling asleep for him, doing everything that he could to make Roman look good.
Roman's gonna be a brawler. Like that's just
the match. Last time it was a couple punches thrown by Roman, then AJ tried to do all his like finishers, specials, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, Superman punch, oh, Superman punch, oh, spear, and that was it. That's all Roman had to do.
Okay.
Roman worked harder this time, showed off Razor's Edge, and everything. And while I enjoyed it, I just, as the majority of the marks, I hate Roman being champion.
Hmm.
You know? The ending of the match, of course, disappointed me because Roman kept the title. The after credit scene, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
If we're going to go like all Marvel and stuff. was beautiful. The A-plus player coming back. And pedigreeing Roman Reigns with new ring gear and a new logo. That was awesome.
Yeah, you did a new gear.
So, I mean, while I wasn't happy with the outcome, I was happy with the other outcome. So that's the setup for SummerSlam. Hopefully we will see AJ with a belt one day, though.
Yeah, I think so. I could think. This was, like, such a good match. And it showed that, like, he works in a variety of, like, oh, he can be, like, a super in the ring, or he can just do crazy shit, like, outside and fly through all the tables.
Yeah, he took all the tables. Most of them.
And that's, like, his job, basically, to, like, run at the brick wall that is Roman Reigns and get, like, tossed around. Because, I mean, it's, like, he can't... Like, I think Roman Reigns is, like, one of those wrestlers, like, he knows more than he's allowed to actually do. In like, a very John Cena way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't... People like to shit on John Cena's wrestling ability, but like when you look at it, it's like he probably knows how to do most of this stuff because he wrestles so many different people. And he's just not allowed because they probably sit there like, all right, you're going to do this, because it's like, no one wants to see you do anything new.
Damn.
And in a way, they're kind of right, you know? Like, sprinkle like one new thing in here or variation, but, you know, I think he's getting better as a champion. I think this one is going to be interesting to see if they kind of like...
I thought he had it. He was beating the shit out of them with a chair.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I mean, he was taking them out.
Like, that ending was a little bit too much just like, Cena wins, LOL.
Yeah, I thought he had it. I really
that
did.
Was,
I
that was a beautiful,
it.
Like, just... Those chair shots were amazing.
Yeah, it was...
Good time chair shots, too. You know, it was like, whack, whack, whack.
Yeah, and when you think about it, man, like, he kicked out of two Styles Clashes and then a shit ton of chair shots.
I thought I was listening to a Pitbull song when I was saw that. Because it was like, ba, ba, ba,
ba, hitting everybody. Beat the crap out of everybody. I thought it was going to end the way like that.
And but I still felt like when I was in a Pitbull song when Roman pinned in, it was like, uno, dos, tres, dale. Oh, man.
What did you think of it, Kay?
I kind of enjoyed the Asylum match better than this one. Everything before it, I did, you know, this one was okay. I enjoyed, you know, when AJ got to the end of the chairs. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, great, he got tossed around the entire match. You know, here we go, and, you know,
and
he just sat in the ring looking like, what do I do now?
Like, why?
Why?
I had it.
Why did they take it?
Is it because, and I have this weird suspicion, is it because Ambrose kind of looks like your boyfriend?
No, I wouldn't say at all.
I think he kind of does in a sense. I think he looks like an older...
You person. Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Ugh. Just anyway, get him to wet his hair and yeah, I guess, get him, look crazy.
Yeah, yeah, have him cosplay Ambrose one day, and then I'll be like, hey!
Ambrose cosplay is the easiest cosplay. What are you talking about?
Like, do you think you can maybe part your hair like over jeans, a little bit?
Jeans and a black wife beater.
Not like a less tore up Ambrose, I guess, maybe? I don't know. He's kind of got a pretty face, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ambrose has a pretty face. No. Well, for a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty enough to bag Renee Young.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, the girl with the, the announcer girl that had the shirt.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, Ambrose and her.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know.
Exactly. He could that's be charming. Saying. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, actually, they say he in IRL is really crazy.
Yeah.
So if you ever...
I've seen things that intimate that, like, she's the charming one, and he's less like the crazy boyfriend, that she has to be like, stop it.
Stop. We're going home now.
We're going.
I'm going to turn this car
on. We're leaving this restaurant right now. Eat your food. Stop playing with it.
Yeah, so...
High West Whiskey.
If you ever want to end up, like, doing, like, a crazy night in the bedroom, like, oh, he's jumping off the bedpost, you know?
What, or does it sweep the leg?
It's not
sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
All you have...
No, you need three people for sweep the leg.
All it... Oh.
No, because someone has to come in and you'll sweep the leg.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's how it happened.
All right, so sweep we had this leg. Funny
Remember,
joke.
Remember, I was the one that's supposed to come in and yell, sweep the leg.
We had this funny joke about a sexual move where the two people are having sex, someone else comes in and says, sweep the leg.
You know... You sweep the leg. Kid.
And then the other person, like the person that's having sex with the other person, actually sweeps the leg and makes them fall down. Genius move, but, you know.
It does require three people.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't work if, like, you yell sweep the leg and you're, because what? Somebody has to come in, yell sweep the leg, and then you sweep the leg.
What if you just
leg?
Have on, like, your phone? It's like your text message alert.
It's your text message alert.
Sweep the leg.
No. Somebody has to bust in there. And
someone
like,
has to come in
and,
like, whisper in your ear and be like, sweep the leg.
I don't know. I wouldn't whisper. I'd yell it. I'd throw the door open.
Well,
and be like,
but that's
the
what
leg.
He did in the movie.
But I want to yell it.
I mean, to be more realistic, if someone, like, was outside the window going,
or just like, holding up a sign.
Mouthing it through the window.
Speaking of the out the never mind, I'm not going to go into this. Is we're treading onto crazy sex move territories outside of like wrestling move territories. So.
Yeah,
I wouldn't qualify.
All right, anyways, for the David Copperfield, have you heard that one?
David Copperfield, no.
Mm-mm.
So the dude is behind his chick doing the thing.
Okay.
Right, and he ends up slipping away.
Okay.
And someone else takes his place.
Gross.
Oh.
And you make sure there's a window visible. And so
okay.
You knock on the window and say hello, and that's David Copperfield.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, anyways, that's a wrestling move. Let's just call that a wrestling
the
move.
The David Copperfield?
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, the Bella Twins used to have twin magic.
Twin magic, yeah.
Where, like, one of them would roll out of the ring and the other one would roll in and finish the match.
Basically the same thing.
So. Exactly, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I bet Daniel Bryan cries for that every night.
Oh,
Twin
God.
Magic!
Please!
The saddest part about that is, like, they were still doing it at the point where it's, like, one twin had, like, huge boobs.
And you're like, that's definitely not magic.
It's like, how can someone not notice this?
Yeah, I mean, there's distinct differences.
Would you like to try this, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay. I was offering him some of my very expensive whiskey to
you can keep it.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Take a whiff of it.
I already whiffed it.
Yeah, no, I can smell it from here.
The other one was the Band-Aid
That's
one.
Still in the air.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, what?
Anyways.
I'm cutting you off, sir. Jeez.
This is good stuff.
You hit my, like, face with it.
Well, I had the
PCL. You're too testosterone.
So, you know, here's the thing.
Pumped.
Before we start recording
I'm
the
like
show,
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, my real drinking habits are at the computer with a glass of wine.
I'm at the computer with a glass of scotch.
You have a glass of scotch. Stone Cold Steve Austin drinks wine.
Excuse me, that's bourbon.
I drank wine earlier.
Yeah, Austin's a total wine drinker.
Well, no, before we started the show,
I
sat down and the power cable was a little bit too tight, and that flew off and made my beer fly off, which made me sad. So I poured myself a little bit of whiskey.
That was
your
Band-Aid,
right?
That was eight whiskeys ago. So the reason we got her, Katie, on here is because we promised her to show her the A-plus player's penis.
Okay.
So we'll get to
that. No, he's the man.
The man.
He's the man.
No, that's Roman Reigns.
No, no, no. What? Triple H distinctly called him the man.
But he's now, but Roman, injured, Roman Reigns is going
because he put Sting into retirement.
But Roman Reigns is going into the.
Oh, he's no. Roman Reigns is the guy.
Oh,
Seth
guy.
Rollins
oh.
is the man.
Oh, okay. So
come on, man. Get it right.
I searched this on my phone, and it's going to be on my Google history. So here's the thing.
But you already knew about it.
I did, but shut up. Hold on.
Okay.
He's pretending to Google search it. It's really just saved.
Yes, it is. So, here's the thing with Seth Rollins. He had a fiance, very, very pretty fiance. Ended up
another wrestler,
and ended up sending nude pictures to a coworker of his, another wrestler also,
mm-hmm.
who ended up turning into like a Nazi at the end of everything. Yeah, it was
what?
Crazy.
What?
Yeah, Zariah, she got let go because her Twitter was full of SS propaganda.
Wow, Twitter?
What?
Full of SS propaganda?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right. That's why I've never heard of her then, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's why she didn't climb the ranks, because they cut her off right when they found out everything.
Family friendly.
PG.
But she sent... I guess they were having an affair. They call him Mr. Sexy Ass Lottery.
What?
What?
Because
Listen,
because he posted
one person on the internet calls him sexy ass
man lottery.
No, there's a couple
some
people
guy
that call
4chan.
Him it because of the fact that there were the Twitter conversations posted between him and the girl that he was like sending these nudes to.
Okay.
Or no, some girl went and posted covertly or
man,
talking covertly.
She just wants the dick pic. She don't want candy tails.
No, this is hilarious because she sent like a booty picture.
Oh, a booty
and then
pic.
He's like, "Oh, I won the sexy ass lottery."
Oh, okay, just the same way Dean Ambrose is Titty Master.
Yeah, and then from there it's like, "Oh, it's Mr. Sexy Ass Lottery."
Okay.
Let me see. Let me get this real quick. Wait, do I have to save this?
I'm kind of terrified because you're just like sexy ass man lottery.
But he's no Titty Master.
Yeah, he's no Titty Master, which is Dean Ambrose when he was wrestling in the Indies. He wrote Titty Master on his wraps for some reason.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah. And for some reason, just stuck with him.
Titty Master.
Yeah.
The weirdest things that you're going to do to stick with you forever.
Actually, Ryan, fun fact, I got everybody Wrestle Ruse, which you guys have to check out. Wrestle Ruse is a great company.
Yeah.
Sean and I can attest to this. Mm-hmm. We both own pairs of Wrestle Ruse. They're briefs, like walking underwears.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
With wrestling themes.
Oh,
like underoos, but they're all like
wrestling. Oh, okay. I have like Skeletor ones.
Yeah.
Are those like the things that come with the shirt?
No, no, no.
Bottoms,
it's just the underwear.
Just
the bottom?
It's
just a briefs.
So it just
yeah.
looks like wrestling underwear?
Yeah, so
yeah,
mine has
trunks.
Like the Undertaker on here. Yours has...
I have a couple.
See?
I've got Shawn Michaels. I've got Ric Flair.
Nice.
I've got... you got me Crush. No, you got me Thump.
Yeah, Thumb.
Yeah.
That's great that you're getting.
And I have
underwear.
A Titty Master.
And
yeah.
Titty Master.
And Ryan now has Titty Master also.
Oh, no.
We got my girlfriend know when it's time.
And
put on the Titty Master.
They come with girl sizes,
wow,
too, now.
Really?
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah. Like, we had these guys on the SCN podcast, and they were a blast to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this just perspective of just, it's all fun.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes
mm-hmm.
to it.
Are they like booty shorts, like boy short cut?
Yeah.
I like those.
No, they're not.
It's
boys.
A little high cut.
They're
not like boxer briefs. They're like brief
okay.
briefs.
That'd be fun too.
Like Fruit of the Loom. Oh.
Here, let me show you.
Like a Speedo's
picture,
covering a little bit more.
Ready? I like your reaction. You saw the guy. Right. Like, okay, so out of tonight, as a female, who is the most attractive wrestler that you saw?
I don't really find AJ attractive at all, so count him out.
Okay.
Don't really remember.
Big Samoan dude, Roman Reigns.
All right, not really like my
Chris
style.
Jericho, Asian rocker dad.
Nah, not really an Asian rocker dad.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's acceptable. That's something I'd probably rate it. Yeah.
No, Sami Zayn.
Yeah. No, 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 no. That's no.
No Ginger Arabs.
No,
Cesaro.
Yeah,
Yeah. What about Seth Rollins, the guy at the end?
Yeah. I like that.
It was cute.
Yeah,
you
did perk up.
I liked it. I like the scruff and the long...
perked up. Yeah.
Right. I was like, okay.
Well, he does have, like, bleached hair in the front and stuff like that, so...
Really? It looked all black.
He does CrossFit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's not, like, a buff dude, but he's, like...
He's also known as CrossFit Jesus.
Like, all night. So I guess that gets some points.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus.
CrossFit for Jesus. That guy is Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't have blonde hair, though. It was all black.
He did. It was right here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was wet.
Oh.
Here you go.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I'm just kidding. I showed her this one. It's a Snapchat of someone...
a deformed cheese puff.
Yeah, holding a deformed cheese puff, saying, leaked picture of Seth Rollins' dick.
Oh, good lord.
So, this is what he ended up saying, showing Zahara.
I'm kind of terrified now. Like, I don't want
that. I know. You set the scene.
That's not bad. Okay, it wasn't like, whoa.
But it wasn't.
But you're not unimpressed, but you're not like, holy shit.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
Like, let's do this.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
It's like after all that explanation.
You're like, ah.
You're like the David Foster Wallace of dick pics.
Yeah, not bad.
It could have been weird looking.
You know, that's why I asked you. I was like, you have a penis, so you could be like, that's weird. There's something wrong with it.
I guess that's why I was like, I don't know what to tell you, because it's kind of average.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're all kind of different. They're all...
Yeah. But I mean, you know something.
Some are inside out.
Whoa.
Right?
I don't know.
Am I right?
No, we were talking about... we were talking about tucking earlier.
Sometimes you have three balls and it's inside out, right?
Hmm?
Anybody?
No.
I guess not. Okay, never mind.
It's just this one, see?
Yeah, I mean, that's not average. It's not like, you know, it's just in the mirror pic.
It's like I'm bigger than Seth Rollins now that I see this.
This is awkward looking. I don't know. I don't get how people do dick pics. It's like, it's always just looks awkward. It's like...
I never requested it's like you them, forgot they to, were like barraged.
It's like you forgot
like,
to...
Like, here's put, my dick suit.
Okay. It's like you forgot to put the fuel cap back on your car. It's just... It's just like somebody just put that away before it like it hits something.
Before you lose it, or you know, or like,
knock
it
something
falls
over.
Off.
Wait, if Seth Rollins were just to randomly send you a dick pic, would the conversation keep going or no?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
I know, this is...
Fuck it. That's what I mean. You're like, what? Say, I don't under. You know, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
You could be like, hey.
Cool.
So can I get tickets to the next Raw in my town?
I mean, yeah, that's cool. Well, you send me a dick pic and all, but, you know, can I get tickets?
Come on, like, yeah.
Is there anything else coming after that?
So when I watch wrestling right now,
it's like
I almost...
a carrot. And a really weird sculpture.
God damn it.
Still...
Sean, that's only because we identify with Kevin Owens right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Our dick pic would be... His dick pic would be pulling the gut up.
It'd be like one of those like sexy gamer girls, but it'd be like pizza on our stomach. And
exactly. It's like, I watch wrestling, but like any like... super buff dude with that's just like hanging out. It's just like, fuck you, man.
Well, fuck yeah, you're gonna want more dick pics.
It's like, you don't need the dick pic, you just need like the ad pic. Come on.
I don't even really enjoy looking at abs, though. I mean, like, that's not...
I'm projecting from the point of view of like... Like, they're not looking at it like, okay, yeah, I was wondering about that.
Well, yeah, like, God, God yeah, know what well, his dick looks like.
It's just like, guys should take weird pictures of, like, areas of the body they don't expect women to find attractive. Look at this deltoid. Look at my armpit.
Oh,
well, you know, for a while, chicks really like that, like, weird indention that guys
have. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I know you like that.
I did. I liked it. It was intriguing to look at. It wasn't a nude because, you know, you didn't see anything. You just saw, like, whatever the fuck that is.
Is that basically kind of like... seeing a thong picture, like a booty picture, because you don't see anything, but you see like the curvature
going in.
What is the new trend in women like receiving pictures of?
I don't know. I haven't gotten anything in a while. Like, no, when I was, I swear.
For a while there, wasn't it like, here, check my beard.
Yeah, there was here's a beard guy. I don't know.
I oil it every day.
Like,
Some beards, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I've moved on from like, wanting like really pretty guys. You know, the kind of.
To Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, exactly. To Dean Ambrose. I've moved on from wanting you know, pretty J-Rock guys to Dean Ambrose. There you go.
Well, there you go. He's got to cosplay Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. That might not work, but okay.
She's going to go home and be like, let's have an asylum match, please.
I was like, so I just watched an asylum match.
Here, I think we have a pot of plant.
Just come in. So, can we asylum match?
Oh,
and then you throw thumbtacks on the bed. And he's like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man, this is a good episode.
Yeah.
Quick episode. So, yeah, we're going to keep it quick. It was a good show. I hope the WWE keeps going in the direction they're going and not losing millions of viewers that they've, or hundreds of thousands of viewers that they have been the last couple of weeks.
Have they been losing people?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fluctuation. Like, it always peaks around, like, summer and...
No, the ratings were just...
Eh. Ratings these days are so... I don't know.
Well,
I hate...
Compared to last year...
Yeah.
They had...
But there were, like, so... There, like, now there's, like, so many more, like, other viewing options for it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Like, so what? Many more people are cutting cable completely.
Yeah, but USA is only... The reason I watch it is because of,
You stream it off of some, like,
bootleg
website.
No. I watch it on USA Live. Yes, I have a USA Live account, so...
Okay, well, see, there you go. I mean, but they don't count that as ratings.
Still, that's a million drop from one week to the other.
Yeah, I mean...
Also,
I didn't think they would count online, as because that's how I would watch Hannibal is online.
And that's why they got canceled, Katie.
Well,
thank you very much.
Great show!
Actually, no.
I watched it on TV and streamed.
No, mine does count because it is a live feed.
So if it's a live feed...
But it's not a Nielsen house. So whatever you watch on your TV doesn't matter anyway.
I never got chosen to be a Nielsen house.
Exactly. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, the rating system is so bunk. It's such crap.
Okay.
Yeah, it is crap. I mean, really, we lost a good show.
So, like, if they can make a product without worrying about ratings, it's going to be a better show.
Mr. Robot is coming back in July. So,
yeah, I'm waiting.
If they care about ratings, then it's just going to be John Cena versus Randy Orton for the next 10 years. So I'd rather envision a world where they don't give a shit about ratings because ratings don't matter.
Whatever, we got Seth Rollins back, so.
Exactly.
I do like him better than John.
Then who?
Then Sean Ambrose. Looks wise.
Yeah.
I liked his old finisher move.
He
used to do like a thing called the curb stomp.
Which is basically like American History X.
Oh, God, yeah.
He would just jump up with his foot on your neck and just like stomp you into the... And it was so brutal.
And the reason they took it down is because we're in the PG era and be like, kids are going to like that a lot.
Kids
and
can
try
do this
that.
Move. We can't
and
have them
do
this move.
And then they can hurt really bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Okay.
Stupid kids. I say thin the herd.
Yeah. But that's what I always say, too, when something happens. I was just like, yeah.
I mean, like, it's wrestling.
We survived this far, so I mean, you know.
They're going to get their next
And we had less distractions.
Hitting the ropes.
Yeah. I mean, we had got creative. I mean, I think so we lived in a dangerous, you know.
Yeah, dangerous stunts don't matter. It's just like, it's the normal stuff. Like, so many wrestlers get injured from the baseball slides.
Oh, Enzo.
Rob Van Dam snapped his ankle in half.
Fuck.
Like, it's taken out so many people, and all it is just you're sliding under the ropes.
And you're like...
Oh, you know what? After this, I'm going to show you the top 5 worst injuries in Mexican wrestling.
Oh, no, I don't want to see bones breaking. I can't do that.
That video's not as good. No. As
yeah.
Gronda jumping off the top rope and
it's
doing...
It's like one, like, Mexican dude talking into a camera for, like, 15 minutes, and then he shows a clip.
No, what? He shows 5 clips.
No, 5 clips.
5
per,
clips.
Yeah.
And they're pretty... Like
I can't.
Gruesome.
No. If there's bones coming out of the skin,
there's no bones coming out of the skin because they're wearing a costume. So
fuck, gross.
But you can tell that they're coming out of the skin.
No, that's fine. I get it.
All right, yeah. So that was our episode for Extreme Rules. This has been Suplex City Nerd.
What's next?
Money in the Bank. June 19th, we will be.
You have to find out who the next eventual champion is going to be.
Yeah, we will be at Comic Palooza.
Unless it's Damian Sandow.
What's up?
This is Damian Sandow.
He's out.
Well, I mean, I was saying, because like, he has that dubious honor of being like the only dude to win the briefcase and then lose.
He's out, though. Goodbye, Sandow.
Goodbye, Sandow.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Goldust.
Rip.
Goodbye, Stardust.
Goodbye, Barrett.
Goodbye, Barrett. Goodbye, Hornswoggle. Goodbye, El Torito.
Goodbye, Brooklyn Brawler.
No, they wouldn't fire him.
They did.
They fired the Brooklyn Brawler?
Yeah, he's released.
But he works in the office.
He's gone.
He's not even a wrestler.
He's gone.
He runs the copier.
He's gone.
I gotta see that. I don't believe you.
Go look it up real quick. I want to see your reaction to this.
Brooklyn Brawler fired. It's like, that wouldn't even make news. Alright, I just googled Brooklyn Brawler. Steve Lombardi. The reason why the Brooklyn Brawler was fired. Oh, wow.
Oh, see, I told you.
Oh.
He's crying right now.
Oh.
Wow, I've never seen Sean cry.
I mean, he was just... It's like, why fire this dude? Like, he's done his job so... Anyway, whatever.
But anyway, yeah. Money in the Bank is out, happening June 19th. We will be at Comicpalooza for that weekend. But we're going to come straight home on Sunday just so we can do this.
Yep.
Katie, you're invited next time just so we can get you in on this. And
it's like Ric Flair's going to be there on Sunday, right?
Ric Flair will be at Comicpalooza on Saturday.
Oh, because he originally was going to be there all weekend, and then he had to cancel. So
that means maybe we should injure him at Comicpalooza on Saturday so he can't show.
Or just make him feel
bad. You can't injure Ric Flair. He's so drunk all the time he wouldn't feel it.
Did you see that thing about him getting hurt? No. He was in an airport layover or whatever. He was so drunk that he cut his hand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He is like a notorious drinker. And like, we could probably get him to the party, and then we'd be like, at the end, we'd be like, does anyone want to make Ric Flair leave?
There's kind of no one
like,
to drink.
God, he's still here, man.
Like that was cool.
We told him to drink on our tab, and that was the worst mistake I've ever made.
We're all broke.
I'd just bring a can of moonshine and see if that.
Just gift him a bottle of special Texas whiskey.
Why did I say can of moonshine? Whatever.
Can of moonshine.
I'm surprised it doesn't come in a can, but
it's in a messenger. I remember drinking moonshine in Atlanta, Georgia in 1974. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Oh, God, that shit's gross.
So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, the end.
Bitches.